Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Start up your life, hustle, and hack your way to happiness. Written and read by Anna Akbari. Acknowledgements. A book is a startup unto itself. It begins as a mental spark, evolves significantly, though not always smoothly, over time, and requires the contributions of an entire team to make it a reality. I've been fortunate to have a crew of incredible partners in this endeavor. My agent, Kirsten Newhouse of Foundry Literary Media, is the primary reason this book came to fruition. Words fall short of adequately expressing my gratitude for her vision, indefatigable efforts, and unwavering confidence in me. I'm equally grateful for the clarity and precision of my skilled editor at St. Martin's Press, Emily Carlton, whose enthusiasm and belief in this project made it possible. Thank you for championing it and me. My innovation partner and collaborator, Dan Gonzalez, served as a crucial sounding board throughout this journey. His creativity, curiosity, and unflappable temperament make work feel like play every day. John Flood's thoughtful research assistance far exceeded my expectations. Thank you for committing wholeheartedly and patiently diving so deeply into these topics and stories with me. And finally, I'm grateful to my mother, Jean Neibauer. Your parenting philosophy of open the door and get out of the way continues to serve me. Thank you for giving me the space to experiment and fail, even without a safety net. Introduction. Sometime in my 20s, I developed a fear of flying. Not a debilitating, can't get on the plane kind of fear, but a high level of anxiety in anticipation of the flight, which was further exacerbated when the first bump of turbulence inevitably hit. My mind would race, my body would freeze, and I would prepare myself for the worst. As a kid, the thought that a flight would be anything other than successful never entered my mind. But as firsthand experience and a steady stream of horrifying one-off news stories accumulated in my brain, I came to associate flying, consciously or otherwise, with a loss of personal control. That elusive thing. Like many high-functioning individuals, I thrive when I'm
sample complete. Ready to continue?